As I mentioned when I before I read the readings, our sermon is based on all three readings. There is a common theme in Genesis 50, Romans 12, and Luke 6. And one way of putting that theme together is the title there for the sermon, Christian Faith is a Measure of Jesus, not me or you, not me or others. The Christian beliefs and hopes are based on Christ. And we see that theme in these three readings. To start, I reread from a verse from Romans 12 and also from Luke 6. Paul said, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them." And from Luke 6, Jesus said, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you'd like to follow along the outline to fill in the blanks, you can do that on the back side of the bulletin. And there's a lot of blanks this week. There's a lot of things to think about. But really, the three main points are after point one, point two, and point three. In Genesis 50, Jesus is God. Jesus is God, not me. When the brothers came to realize that their father had died, and now Joseph, being the second most powerful ruler in the land of Egypt, this powerful nation, and Joseph was number two, and they had sold Joseph into slavery years before. And now that their father had died, perhaps Joseph was going to, could easily use his power and get back at them for selling him into slavery so many years before. And so that's what we read in Genesis 50. They're worried about this. Joseph, when he hears this entreaty from them to forgive them, he says to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God?" Joseph knew, even though he was the second most powerful person in the nation of Egypt, and thus there were some other powerful nations too, but he was one of the most powerful people in the world, being second high of Egypt. And yet, Joseph knew he was not God. Fear not. I'm not God. Am I God? And also then he said, you can see the faith of Joseph, for what you meant for evil against me, but God meant it as good. Joseph was given by God, by Pharaoh, to save up food from the 7 good years of farming, to save it up for the 7 lean years of farming. Joseph was given so much responsibility to help take care of that nation of Egypt. And yet, he was not God. He was not in charge of deciding who gets to be forgiven and who does not get to be forgiven. God is the one who shows mercy, and for all those who would want forgiveness, there is forgiveness. And Joseph would not withhold forgiveness. Even though now he was so powerful, even though they had sinned so greatly against him, they were afraid, they were sorry, and he would forgive them. He was not God. In Romans 12, Paul gives many admonitions, directions for living as a Christian. And I repeat some of them there. But that first line, you might summarize it like this. Jesus always wants to bless. He always wants to bless everyone who would receive blessings, everybody who would listen to Jesus, anyone who would come to be healed, anybody who needed, was in trouble. He wants to bless. Now, if people would argue against Jesus or wouldn't believe him, or in the end bring him to Pilate and make false charges against him, well, so be it. They don't want Jesus' blessings. They're refusing it at that point. But anybody who would come to Jesus for blessings, he would bless. And so Paul starts out that section, bless those who persecute you. Just do the opposite. Don't persecute them back, like Joseph could have done as the second most powerful. Don't be wicked and show judgment on them, but bless them. That's what Joseph did. He said he would take care of their children. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Whatever condition people are in, take care of them. Listen to them. He says to the Christians in Romans 12, live in harmony. Repay no one evil for evil. Even if they did evil to you, do not do evil back. That's what Joseph did. They did evil to him, but he would not do evil back. And Paul says there, never avenge yourselves. And as far as possible, Paul said, live in peace with all. He doesn't say live in peace only with your family. Live in peace only with your church members. Live in peace only with those you like. He says, as far as possible, live in peace with all. The good and the bad. The nasty and the nice. Live in peace. Live peaceably with all. The way Jesus starts out this section in Luke 6 really brings it home and lays it on our hearts. Jesus said, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. You see what's going on here? Jesus taught his disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven. He is our Father. And so we are his children, and we're praying to him, and we're bringing up our cases and our injuries and our problems to him as our Father. So Jesus says, so he's your Father, so be merciful like your Father is merciful. If we aren't merciful, then we're not like our Father. Do you see that? If we would shown vengeance instead of mercy, then we're not. Then who is, we're not, God isn't our Father, for he shows mercy. If we're really his children, we show mercy. Joseph knew the character of God. He knew the character of God was to bless and to forgive and to sustain and to give life. And so he told his brothers, I'm not God. I am not going to take vengeance on you. I will forgive. In fact, I will take care of your children. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. So if we believe and pray to God as our Father, then all his desires, the way God wants to love and forgive, strengthen and encourage, there's four words there, you can put it in a number of words. Those ways that God wants to bless people, then as his children, we also want to see those things happen. Love and forgive and strengthen and encourage. Everything that God wants for people to bless people, then we as his children who pray to him also want that to happen. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. It's really important We don't have it at every service, but almost every service, that opening confession of sins and holy absolution, forgiveness of sins. Because we think back of what has happened a week before or the day before or maybe this morning, and we think, I didn't act like my merciful Father. I was angry and I was unjust, or I took vengeance, or we can think of times that we sinned and we did not reflect the love of our Heavenly Father. So we come to Him and we confess our sins. I did not behave the way you are to me. You show me forgiveness in Christ, and I did not show forgiveness to someone else. We confess that because we are His children. And we do, above all, value love and forgiveness, support and encouragement. We value that above all else. And God points out with His law that you didn't do that. You were mean, you were nasty, you were whatever. But confess, and He shows us mercy and forgives us, and we also forgive others. Isn't that something, the way Joseph forgave his brothers? So powerful. And yet, he said, I'm not God. I forgive you. I will take care of you. So God does for us and tells us, take care of each other. Forgive, love, and encourage. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that you gave Joseph such great faith that he trusted in you. He did not trust in himself. He trusted in your mercy, and so much that he would also show mercy upon his brothers who treated him so badly. So also for us, Heavenly Father, help us to trust in your mercy and to see Jesus and his love and forgiveness for us so greatly, so mightily, that we would see that also in our lives. We also would treat other people that way and think of other people that way, with love and forgiveness and mercy. Help us to be your sons and daughters, believing in you, a merciful Father. Help us to also show mercy to one another and to all. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.